Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for listening to Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm so excited to have you connected on today, and I appreciate all of you every single week supporting this podcast. This is a place we come every single week to grow leaders. We believe that iron sharpens iron, and we do not take it lightly that you have chosen to just be a part of this podcast. Many podcasts out there, but you've chosen to share with this one, and we appreciate you so much. Let me tell you, I'm so excited, and I mean, I'm super excited, geeked, if you will, about what I believe is happening in this podcast space. With all the podcasts that are happening around the world, you choose to come into this space every single week in your drive time, whatever you're listening, and I appreciate it so much. You don't have to do it, but I appreciate it. Make sure you follow me if you're listening for the first time at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Let me know where you're from. Let me know who shared this podcast with you. You know, we believe that iron sharpens iron. There's a leader inside of you emerging, and we want to push that leader to greatness. And I thank you. There's a whole community of us next level leaders, and we're not playing. We believe that we're called to do something amazing. Let me tell you something. I'm also grateful and thankful for all of you that go to my website, josephwalker3.org. I want to make sure you go there. I've got a new book. It's called Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. Go out there and check it out. You can get a copy. It's on Amazon. It's everywhere. But also you can find out when I'll be in your area. And I would love to connect with you. Let's have coffee. It's Next Level Leaders. We're going to be doing some of those around the country, meeting some of my Next Level Leader crews as we go into these spaces and just have leadership conversations. So I'm thankful and grateful for all of you. And make sure also you go over. My wife and I have a YouTube channel. It's called Couple of Destiny, our life, our journey, our truth. I want you to go over there and check it out, support it. Man, I promise you, when I tell you it will bless you, when I tell you it will bless you, go check it out. I promise you it will. So I'm thankful for all of you that support it. It means a lot to us, and we truly, truly appreciate it. So today we are going to talk about how do you lead in limbo? How do you stay steady when things are shifting? And I have a book entitled Leader Shifts. You should get it. It's out there, Amazon, et cetera, josephwalker3.org. But when I thought about this topic, I thought about how sometimes organizations will shift. Staffs will shift. You'll see it under you. Feel the weight of the momentum of shifts happening around you. And how do you as a leader maintain a steady hand in that? I think this is important. Without getting nervous, making irrational decisions, but truly being able to say, I know how to remain steady even when things are shifting. I think about a pilot sometimes flying in the sky and all of a sudden it goes through turbulence. The pilot is steady, even though everything is shaking. This is that podcast for you who may be experiencing some shifting in your current job situation, shifting in your personal life, shifting wherever. Today, I'm going to help you learn how to continuously win and remain steady even when those things are happening. So you ready? Let's go. Number one, it's about clarity. You know, uncertainty demands decisive communication. Be clear about who you are. Be clear about what your expectations are. Don't let the shifting redefine the original mission and goal that you set out to accomplish. Clarity of vision is so important. So you have to be very clear, even in uncertain times, of what you are called to do. For example, I talked about that plane analogy, and the clarity on that is, even in the turbulence, the plane knows exactly where it's going. The pilot knows exactly where it's going. We're very clear. We left this city. We're going to that city. That's clarity. And what happens in between doesn't change that. Don't allow the things that happen in between to change your vision. Man, you can reimagine, yes, but the original vision, man, God didn't change his mind. Just because things are shifting, just because people leave, just because the job situation changes, you got to have clarity regarding your vision. But also as a leader, here's a big one.
calm. The reason why I can communicate, watch this, clarity to my team, where we're going, why is it necessary, etc., is because I remain calm. Chaos exposes a leader's composure. I found out, man, that when you are a true leader, you know how to handle pressure calmly. You don't let acute moments pull you into a place where you're emotionally having meltdowns. As a leader, it's incredibly important that all of us maintain that peace, right? That passeth all understanding. I've been in situations that everybody was panicking and everybody was nervous, and I just remained calm because I recognized nothing I could do in that moment, and I recognized that it eventually was going to work itself out. So just understand, man, how do you remain calm? It's interesting, right? That we read this story in the scripture about Jesus being on a ship and the storm comes. You know the story, right? Storm comes, the winds blow, all these things happen. And the disciples are panicking. I mean, they are like in chaos and panicking. And Jesus the entire time is asleep on a pillow. They woke him up and said, do you care that this is going on? Do you care that we're about to die? And Jesus says, peace be still. In other words, what keeps me, watch this, at peace, at bay, is the revelation I have. The revelation I have of God's word. That's what keeps me calm. So either you're going to focus on your problems or you're going to focus on God's promises. Let that one sink in. I know that just blessed you, right? Here's number three, conviction. Man, nothing like having strong convictions because knowing what you believe when everything else moves. I stand on what I believe. I'm standing on my values. I'm standing on what I know to be true. Convictions matter. You can't be all over the place with your convictions because if you're all over the place with your convictions, you're all over the place with your motives. So it's important you maintain strong convictions. This doesn't change what I believe. I believe what I believe because I believe what I believe. Can I say it again? I believe what I believe because I believe what I believe. Even if circumstances are shifting, even if things around me are changing, I believe what I believe because I believe what I believe. I'm hoping I'm helping you. I really am. I'm hoping I am helping somebody right now. Here's another thing. Consistency. Now, y'all know this is a big thing for me because this is what breeds trust. When you are consistent, man, when things are in limbo, but the people still see you showing up, we went through the global pandemic. One of the things that my ministry saw that we maintained a level of consistency. Our team was on it. Every time they streamed in, they had a word from God. Every time they got ready for Bible study, they had a word. It was a consistency that they saw even while they were at home. When you maintain consistency, it means that even though the business may be experiencing some interruption, some disruption, we still show up, we still deliver, we still produce. I try to shield my people as you should shield your people, your consumer base, et cetera, from the disruption you're experiencing. You take the blow, but allow them to have consistency and peace in the midst of it. You see how that works? So consistency breeds trust. When you are stable consistently, what begins to happen is that people begin to say, I can trust in that person. I can believe that they are a good leader and they're worthy of following. Here's the other thing. Courage. Number five, you knew it was coming, right? How do you lead through fear and not from it? It's a time for courageous leadership. Courageous leadership matters. Courageous leadership matters. There are too many people who are cowardly in their leadership, tuck their tail and run. But you, as a next level leader, are going to have to confront. You're going to have to consistently provide for your team, make certain that you're getting the right things done. It takes courage to do that. It takes courage to continuously push the envelope, continuously be innovative, continuously believe that you're going to take care of your team in the process. It takes courage to get up and to go do it when everybody else is retreating. Courage says, I am called to do this. This is what I want to accomplish. And regardless of what people think about it, I'm still going to do it because I'm courageous enough to believe that if God got me out here, God's going to protect me. Courage. Let me just give you a scripture that might bless you. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You understand? You're not to be scared out here. Yes, there are formidable foes. Yes, there are things out there that could take you out. but you are a courageous leader. Will you say that with me? I am a courageous leader. So no, you're not scared. No, you're not intimidated. Walk in there like God sent you and get that thing done. Woo! That was deep. Here's the next thing, creativity. Now, when the children of Israel, watch this, were in Egypt, and Pharaoh took away, watch this, the straw and said, still make brick. The Bible said they made brick without straw, that they were so creative. They were able to still accomplish the objective even without the resources they needed to do it. When resources are limited, ideas have to expand. I tell our team this all the time. Don't let money lead you into vision. Let vision lead you into resources. So you got to recognize God funds purpose. So yeah, it's going to be frustrating. Yeah, it might be sad. Yeah, it might be a time in which people are nervous, but you have to be willing to be creative enough to still get things done. That's so much creative imagination inside of you, so much of that God has given. You have to tap into that and never allow yourself to be lethargic. Not making excuses. Excuses build bridges to nowhere. And they're only tools of the incompetent, right? We have to make certain that we are creative. What do you do if that deal doesn't come to pass? What do you do if you lose that particular contract? Can you be creative enough to still do what you're called to do and still make certain that all those things are still being delivered upon that you promised early on? Got it? Creativity matters. Let's review what we've talked about. So we're talking about, how do you lead in limbo? How do you stay steady when things are shifting? The first thing we talked about is clarity. Having a clear understanding of where we are, where we're trying to go, and making sure I can communicate that to my team, my customer base, make sure they are clear about what we're doing here, what's going on. We're not in a fog. Everybody understands what the objective is. And that's where the calmness comes, because calmness always exposes a leader's calm, or it creates a sense of exposure to their composure. How about that? And so think about it. I can tell who you are when I see you in an acute situation. Then there is conviction, knowing what you believe when everything else moves. Do you still believe God's promise when they lay you off, when the contract doesn't come through, when things fail? Do you really believe? And then there is consistency. Consistency, I talk about all the time, guys. It breeds trust. Every day, getting up, putting the grind on, making certain I am doing what I've been asked to do, doing what I'm called to do. Consistency will take you a long way. I think that's what separates good from great. I really believe that. I believe that a lot of people never reach that next level because they're not consistent. They start out well, but they don't end well. So one of the things I like to model is that consistency, but also it takes courage to get this thing done. No wimps, no tucking your tail, running away. But be a consistent and courageous leader who shows up for your team. Someone who doesn't lead out of fear. Someone who says, we got this. We can do this. It's amazing. That's where courageous leadership is. Lead through fear and not from it. But then there's creativity. There it is. When resources are limited, what can I do? I've learned, you've learned, we've all learned how to be creative. We've learned when we didn't have this to do that. When we didn't have this, do that. As kids, I remember not having a basketball goal. So we took a tire rim and we nailed it on the back of a piece of wood and then nailed that to a tree. And there we had it. An amazing creative expression for us to continuously be kids. Today, I want you to think about how creative you can be and how creative your team can be. Let me throw this out for free. Some of the most creative people on your team are people you never communicate with. All right, here's the final thing. Confidence. Confidence. Trusting that God's timing still favors your leadership. I'm confident that God sent me to do this work. I'm confident that this vision that I have, that God sent me to do it, and I am going to do it and walk it out. I'm not going to walk in with intimidation or second guess God's will for my life. You got to have confidence, or shall I say, Godfidence. You got to believe, man, that this is a wonderful opportunity for you to still get things done, for you to still say, even when things are shifting, I'm showing up confident. I remember, man, watching some of my mentors in difficult times. I was worried about, you know, certain things in their life, and they still showed up confidently. Like, you know, God's timing, man, got me here. I said in a message not long ago, last year in December, I talked about how faith puts you in position for favor. That when you understand that, everything begins to change. So I want you to get in position for the favor of God to find you. And that has a lot to do with your confidence. Let me tell you something. Don't let people trick you. Confidence is not arrogance. Arrogance is all about me, me, me. Confidence is about we. It's about God getting the glory. It's about God being glorified and people around me being edified. That's what it's about. So I want to thank you so much. I hope this episode has been a blessing to you. I really do. I really want you to make certain that you take all seven of these principles, apply them to your life, and let me know. Those of you that are listening around the world, send me a message at Instagram at JosephWalker3. Let me know how this is blessing you. It would really bless me to hear that. And also, please, please make certain you follow me at JosephWalker3. And thank you in advance. I appreciate you guys so much for just being tuned in to Next Level Leader Podcast. And don't forget, Next Level Leader Book Club meets soon. And I want you to be on that Zoom call with us. Text Book Club to 78228. And again, if you're interested in personal cohorts for mentorship and training, reach out to my office. I would love to do it. We thank you so much. And we are so grateful for the opportunity to continuously pour into you every single week. Thank you again. Be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. I look forward to connecting with you.